This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Elmacher.
It's the only thing, you know, I'm talking to a non-musician at a certain point in time, they're like, oh, you've done these things, Carnegie Hall, blah, 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 great. The only thing that they're like, oh, wow, you must be something because you were on Sesame Street.
That's Awa Dodgen Pratt.
It was fun. I did a skit with Big Bird about sharing the piano. He was pecking away at the piano, and I entered the room, and he said, do you play the piano? And I said, sure, I do. And he said, well, why don't you play a little something? You know, and then the lesson was about sharing or turn giving. So when it was his turn to play again, he gave me his turn.
In the world of classical music, Awa Dodgen Pratt has shared the stage as a pianist, a conductor, and still on occasion as a violinist. He grew up in Pittsburgh, lives in Cincinnati, and he commutes to San Francisco in his new role as a professor at the San Francisco Conservatory. Recently, he also shared the studio with two incredible ensembles, the string orchestra A Far Cry and the vocal ensemble Roomful of Teeth. Together, they bring to life six newly commissioned works, which appear on his latest release, Still Point.
And I was thinking two things. I was like, one, we have to have African-American composers. And the other thing was in terms of the unifying element was I love the four quartets of T.S. Eliot. I thought, okay, I'm going to look at the four quartets and see if the composers can take inspiration from some of these lines as the unifying element. The lines that I chose, the five lines, they're lines that I love, and they seem to be the right ones. At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is, but neither arrest nor movement. And do not call it fixity where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point, there would be no dance, and there is only the dance.
Time Past, Time Future is the piece that Alvin Singleton wrote for you. He's in his 80s, an American composer who always hoped that one day he would hear you play his music. What was that experience like for both of you when you were playing his music?
It was great. You know, Alvin, yes, I had met him, you know, decades before, and he's such a lovely personality, but he was so generous. He liked what we were doing. The sound of it's demanding because of the dynamic range of, you know, four or five keys to the extreme of four or five fortes. But it's challenging because of the stillness. But he loved it, which was really nice. It's always great when you finish and they're smiling. You're like, okay, that's pretty good.
The piece that Pateras Vosks wrote for you is a solo piano work titled Castillo Interior, and this one focuses on the past and future gathered. Can you explain what that means and how we hear that in the music?
He wrote a piece for violin and cello, and that's the piece that he transcribed for me. And the title of the piece references St. Teresa of Avila, who had these seven castles of on the pathway to understanding God. You have the, I guess, within religion, again, those opposites of ascetic and ecstatic, is sort of two opposing energies kind of working together. And so the piece is really compelling. People absolutely love it.
A Far Cry and Roomful of Teeth, joining pianist Awa Dodgen Pratt on his new recording, Still Point. To hear the full conversation, download the extended podcast. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Elmacher.